Now, verse 17. Oh, this is a good one. Let thy foot be seldom in thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and hate thee. Don't spend too much time at the neighbor's. That's what he's saying here, and that's very important. Or you may overhear sometime a conversation in the kitchen between the lady of the house and someone that's back there and say, I wish that old gossip would go home and stay home. And it's better not to wear your welcome out in a place, you see. That's what he's saying here. Now, in verse 18, a man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. We've had that before us before. Now, verse 19, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Judas was a bad toothache, and he was foot trouble. He was both of them. And there are a lot of folk like that, as you well know. You've met them, I'm sure. Then as we move on down here, verse 21, if thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. If he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. Now the Lord Jesus gave that. And also you find that Paul gives this also. It's very important. Verse 23rd, it says, the north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance a backbiting tongue. Now, we are living in a day of sweetness and light, and you're not supposed to rebuke anybody today. Every now and then, I get a letter from some lovely saint who rebukes me for being hard on certain groups, not individuals, I'd never single them out, but on certain movements today. Well, may I say to you that I believe that that's what I should do. The north wind driveth away rain, and maybe we need rain, and we always need it in Southern California, and we don't have enough. And when that north wind comes and you know you're not going to get rain, well, that's disappointing. But I'll tell you this, an angry countenance will take care of a backbiting tongue. It'll take care of those that are teaching things today that are wrong, and I think that they should be dealt with. And I intend to continue to speak out when we feel like that it's important to speak out. I feel that this is a very important proverb. It's wonderful to have sweetness and light all the time. But we're living in a world in which there are serpents along the pathway of life. There are pitfalls. There is false doctrine today and false teaching of the Word of God. And I want to do it, speak out, but I hope I do it in a spirit of love and in a sense not to hurt individuals, but to try to give the truth of God today. So I find ample justification in the Word of God, and here's a verse for it.